You're listening to Drive with Peg this evening, 26 minutes past five. Now, all week we have been hearing about the latest crisis in Gaza, where the death toll has now risen to around 100 after 4 days of Israeli strikes and strikes that have seen militants retaliate with rockets on various Israeli cities. Professor Paul Rogers is from the Peace Studies Department at Bradford University. He's going to help us try and understand what's happening there. Good evening. Good evening, Paul.
Hello there, good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us on this day here at BCB. Latest update is that the death toll seems to have hit around 100 in Gaza. Does what's happening over the last 4 days, the strikes by the Israelis and also the rockets going back over, has all this been started by the abduction of the three Israeli teenagers and the murder of a Palestinian teenager?
That's what originally set off this round of confrontation. The Israelis reacted very strongly to the kidnapping and then the murder of the three teenagers. It happened within the occupied territories, within the West Bank, and the Israelis blame Hamas, even though Hamas is primarily in control of Gaza, which is a separate territory. The Israelis responded very strongly. In fact, in their incursions into areas in the West Bank, some Palestinians were killed and many houses were ransacked as the police and the army tried to search for the perpetrators of the murder. This, I think, got a lot of anger going on the Palestinian side. Then, of course, there was the kidnapping and burning alive of the young Palestinian as he waited for prayers at a mosque. So that is really what set this off. But essentially, as you started to get just a few of the rockets coming over from Gaza, the Israelis then reacted very strongly to that. And we've had, I think, something like 1,100 airstrikes over the last 4 days. And the figures are astonishing. I mean, 103 people killed, at least 700 wounded, 200 homes destroyed, 3,000 partially destroyed. And on the Israeli side, they've experienced something like 500 rockets fired into Israel. Now, the issue here is that there've been a small number of people injured in these rocket strikes. But they are unguided, they're quite crude. Now, in one sense, that means they're unlikely to hit anything significant. But in another sense, any part of Israel that is within range, people are fearful.
Yeah, absolutely. People are having to hide in...
That's right. So it basically produces fear rather than actual casualties. But, of course, from Netanyahu's perspective, he has to try and stop this. And he says he's going to stop it. But it's becoming incredibly difficult because in spite of all the military strikes by the Israelis, Hamas still has the capability to fire these rockets.
Mm-hmm. But presumably Netanyahu's the one who's ordered the 4 days of strikes over.
Very much so, and is under pressure from within Israel to do this. But he also knows full well that the more this goes on, the more international opinion will tend to move against Israel.
Because even Turkey and Egypt have criticised, haven't they?
They have, which is, I think, surprising, particularly on the Egyptian side, where the president, Sisi, is really very much opposed to the Muslim Brotherhood, the more radical Muslims, and one would have expected him to be rather sort of perhaps silent on this. But I think the problem is that from an American perspective, what is happening is that the Israeli action in Gaza is being received extremely angrily right across the region. One has to even say it's a sort of a gift for the more radical Islamists and their propagandists.
Mm-hmm. Obama, he's actually offered to negotiate, hasn't he?
He has, and I think Kerry genuinely would want to try and do it. But there are problems here. The American view is that Hamas is a terrorist organisation, so it can't really be seen to be negotiating in public with them, brokering a deal in public. It would have to go through maybe people in the region, possibly from Qatar or possibly even Oman. And the Americans, of course, have a lot of say with the Israelis. And in fact, quite a lot of the Israeli weapons are essentially produced in the United States. But there's also a very strong lobby within the United States, which is pro-Israel. So in a sense, it's a long-winded answer, I know, but it means that the Obama administration is not in an easy position to act as a broker.
I mean, you said earlier that one of the concerns is that by the Israelis saying they're kind of going after Hamas, that will increase maybe a lot of people's anger against the Israelis. We're obviously hearing stories at the moment of young British people wanting to go over to Syria. Do you think it could have a similar effect, maybe with some British people wanting to go over?
Well, I don't think it's not possible, essentially, for young British people to go to Gaza. I mean, it acts almost as a kind of a huge, well, one has to say almost a huge open prison, because the borders are strongly controlled by the Israelis, and to a fair extent, the smaller border with Egypt is also under control. So in terms of going into Gaza, no. But the wider issue is that this can be presented across the Middle East by the more radical Islamist propagandists as Israel just sort of causing havoc in Gaza. Now, from an Israeli perspective, what do? They're facing the rockets, they're facing these attacks, and Netanyahu is under strong pressure from within Israel to do something about it. He's promised to do it, but how does he do it? This is the one possibility that, you know, wiser counsel might just prevail on both sides. But it's going to be very difficult, and even though Obama is playing a sort of much more careful line than perhaps Bush would have done 6 years ago, it's a very difficult position for the Americans to be in, but they are very keen to try and bring this to an end as early as possible.
I mean, as an expert in the Middle East yourself, is that what you hope, that wiser counsel will prevail, or are there other solutions, do you think?
Well, you know, the old saying, it's a rather hack one but a good one, if war is the answer, then it must be a very stupid question. And the reality is that I think if one sees that this kind of conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians can be solved by success on either side, which primarily means Israel because it is so strong, I think that's wrong. It just won't happen. At some stage, we have to get some sort of peace agreement. It's going to be extremely difficult. But otherwise, there's no end to this. I mean, this has been going on now since, 1947-48. And it still persists. And Israel, although it feels quite secure within its borders, is not that secure. And I think this is where the rockets actually cause this consternation within these, within Israel. For the moment, they have to react very strongly. In the longer term, then, you know, wiser counsel does have to prevail.
And, of course, some people have worried that this current escalation could lead on to it getting even worse, haven't they?
Well, they could do, and I mean, one of the immediate worries is that you might get an involvement of Hezbollah with many, many thousands more missiles in southern Lebanon. There was a report of three short-range missiles being fired over the border from southern Lebanon into northern Israel, I think in the last 18 hours or so. The understanding is that may have been a sort of a fringe group doing it rather than Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. If Hezbollah was ever to become involved, then the whole thing becomes even more serious than it is now.
Oh dear, well, we'll keep watching the news. Professor Paul Rogers, thanks so much for joining us this evening and keeping us up to date on that situation.
Thanks so much.
In Israel. Thank you. That's Professor Paul Rogers from the University of Bradford Peace Studies Department there. Very, very well explaining, I think, that incredibly complicated situation, worrying situation over in Gaza and Israel at the moment. It's 5:34. It's Peg here on Drive.